Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. Projections show up a lot in relationship. How do you recognize it and shift out of it? Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to muse about projections. Projections show up a lot in relationships, and they tie into so many things like our solo practice, emotional clearing, all of this stuff. And so as we muse about, we might go a few different directions. I'll try to keep it focused. But again, we're just playing. We're musing about. So let's see. Projections show up a lot in relationships, especially our really close interpersonal relationships, because those relationships are really designed to help us grow. So all of our shadow self and our wounds and everything, we're going to be triggered. And sometimes when we're triggered, it's really hard to stop ourselves and to catch ourselves to prevent doing something like projecting onto another. So when projections are happening a lot in relationships, how do you deal with that and what do you do? And ultimately, a lot of this comes down to our awareness. And that's one reason why I wanted to bring in also our personal solo practice, because specifically emotional clearing. Because when we are doing our own work on our own, we come to the relationship like from a place where we're somewhat cleared. I don't want to say that we're completely cleared, because it's not like that. We're not going for perfection. It's just that we've done enough clearing to do less of the projecting. And it's a very interesting thing to be on the receiving side of a projection. I know for me, there's been so many times where I can just see it, because something's coming at me and it has all of these like signs of projection. But it's not even that alerts me to it. It's actually a feeling I have. And one of the things that it feels like for me is, this is not mine, and or this has nothing to do with me. And it's not a mental thing. It's an energetic felt thing. It's like I feel it coming at me and I know that it has nothing to do with me. And could I ever be wrong on that? Sure, I'm sure there's times that I could be wrong on that. However, big picture, I know this is one of the ways that I feel that and play with that. And it's something when you're doing your own self-development that you'll recognize. And it's not just in your romantic relationship. I remember specific instances with different coworkers and things like that where, I had to sort through stuff. A lot was being like thrown at me, and I had to like sort through all this, like, what is mine in all of this? And, where do I want to take even more responsibility and grow? And what has nothing to do with me? So that indicator of this has nothing to do with me might be a way to hone in on some of that when it's kind of coming at you and you're needing to just hold yourself, maybe keep a little bit of your own space to just breathe so that you don't then become triggered, right? Because that's how this interplay happens and so many relational dynamics of arguments and attacking one another and everything, one person and then the other person being on the defense, one person may be projecting, one being defensive, or vice versa, or switching between the two of those and all of that stuff. So again, when we are in a place of having or wanting to, more wanting to prevent projecting ourselves, we want to really hone in on personal practice. And emotional clearing is one of the coolest things for that, because when our emotions are just energy in motion, they just need to move, they need to be felt, acknowledged, not stuffed down, as well as not overblown into something that it isn't. So remembering that an emotion can generally take about 90 seconds if it can be truly felt in real time and processed and integrated. Now, that's not a hard, fast rule. That's the general rule for a lot of emotions. There are deeper ones. There are ones that last longer than that. But with that general rule, it's kind of cool to see, like, oh, wow, if we can just kind of integrate these in our daily life and process in real time, we're able to do a lot of healing. And that's one thing. The next thing is doing emotional clearing for the deeper things on your own, in your own way, in your own practices. You know, this is something in the Sacred Sex class that I have online at crystalfranco.com is about emotional clearing, because when we're first entering this concept of wanting to bring sacred sex to our relationship, this is important, because when you are going to be going into sacred sex practices, you want to be able to have a lot of your own garbage cleared out so that you can come into the partnership portion ready to get into the intimate, vulnerable, deeper stuff without having to clear a lot of the upper superficial emotions. Because when you get into the inner, deeper, vulnerable emotions, then you're going to have deeper stuff. And that might not be stuff that you are clearing on your own. You know, it's maybe something where, you know, it's the cultivation in the relationship and those sacred sex practices that allows you to heal a lot of that deeper stuff. That's why some of that is so cool and so fun if you do have a partner and you're able to do that with somebody. But you can do so much on your own. So if you're solo right now, don't worry about that either. You can just focus on your own emotional clearing and then capacity to go deeper with your own self-pleasure practice. So back to this concept of emotional clearing, there are so many different ways to do it. You can utilize things like EFT tapping, or, you know, going into different Qigong practices or Taoist practices, or, you know, like I practice emotional clearing where I just move through the systems. And so I do follow meridian points. I follow points along the spine. I do some of that through distance energy work. I do a lot of distance energy work sessions on people. And a lot of times this is one of the things that comes up the most, because how often do we spend the time actually clearing our own emotions and that emotional body? You know, we're so in the 3D that we take care of our physical body, and we've moved into a lot with 4D mind stuff, right? So when we think of mental health and taking care of our thoughts and our mind, and to me, the emotions are somewhat near that. And yet it does feel like this whole other aspect to ourselves that can benefit from some direct support. So doing whatever it is for you to be able to be with some of those emotions that have been sitting there stifled is going to be huge in preventing projecting onto other people. It's not going to completely prevent it. It happens. I don't remember the exact thing I was projecting now in this moment, but I remember with a partner talking about projections with them, and, you know, they were feeling like I was like, you are projecting and da-da-da, right? And in me saying that, in how it seemed like I was saying, like, I never do that. And I'm like, oh, no. I do that. I just recognize it and I usually stop myself or I come back and apologize for it right away because I see it and I feel it. So let's get into that. How do you know you're the one projecting? You know, for me, it's like this feeling of being wounded. Like sometimes I feel like I am that inner child or just a different side of myself that doesn't feel wholly me or like present day me. I should probably say it that way. And so then I spend time with that and I see, oh, this had nothing to do with them, which is funny because then when I'm on the other side of that, right, that's the feeling is this has nothing to do with me. And so that's that awareness of, oh, this actually has nothing to do with them. I'm triggered. I'm in my shadow. I'm in a wounded place. I'm just throwing all this at this person and blaming them. So that's one thing. That feeling of, or that blame, if you're in a position where you are just blaming the other person, or even that feeling of almost panic, where it feels like this has to be resolved right away. That kind of feeling can sometimes be a signal that you're in a wounded place and so you could be projecting something on them depending on, you know, what you're saying. It could also just be that signal that you're in a wounded place or you're coming up against a trigger. So you maybe haven't even said anything or are doing anything actively yet. But it can be that awareness, that signal of, oh, I'm in this like almost panicked state. I want this resolved immediately type of a feeling. And so those are some big ways of noticing that you're projecting and just like that blame. If it's a big emotion you might want to explore, just go exploring. I mean, that's what this whole thing is about, is go exploring. Go into what it is you're saying, what it is you're actually feeling, and then get into the depths of that. And that's when you can be more aware and recognize this. And a final thought that I have as I have been just kind of musing about all of this and playing with it is this concept that I talk about a lot about just digesting our day. And it's not unique to me. It's in, you know, ancient healing traditions like Ayurveda and Chinese medicine and just those concepts of how we want to actually digest our day. And that doesn't just have to do with digesting food. You know, we digest our emotions. We digest the experiences we have throughout the day. And so that's why I like the emotional clearing in that, because if you're continually clearing that type of more superficial, but you can start to get deeper with it as you get used to it on a regular basis, then we're able to be more centered and more aware and all of that stuff. And so digesting our day can lead into some of that emotional clearing. So I often recommend to people, you know, journaling or taking that time before it's actually bedtime, especially if you're the type of person who's laying in bed and your mind just can't turn off. That's a sign that you have not digested your day, you know, because your mind is just going and going and going. It's trying to digest it right now, you know, real time as you're going to sleep. So taking the time to just sit, just be with your thoughts, be with your feelings. If you want to journal about it, if you want to just talk out loud to yourself, whatever it is, those are some really great ways to really just kind of see what your day was like and let it digest. You can hold yourself, you can breathe into your body, you could rub your thighs as you're doing that. There's different digestion points on the thighs, that's why I mention it. So, you know, bringing that into your daily life can help you lead into even more of that emotional clearing, which can lead into the capacity of having more of the awareness, less triggers, and then the ability to decrease how much you may project onto another, whether it is a romantic partner or just those who are close to you. And then tied into that is just the remembrance that we cultivate everything, you know, we cultivate the love from within. We tune into that unconditional love from source, all that is from within. And we don't need to draw things and put things on other people in any of that way. You know, we get to cultivate all of this for ourselves and hold ourselves. And then we get to bring our whole selves into partnership. And that, my friend, is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So let me know on Instagram, the Crystal Franco, what your takeaways are from this. I love hearing from you. And of course, if you're interested in the Sacred Sex class, that's on crystalfranco.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you have a great day. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at thecrystalfranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.